Turkey has begun to close some of its border crossings with Syria. This is after it's reckoned that in the last 4 or 5 days, about 100,000 Kurdish refugees crossed over into Turkey from Syria, fleeing from Islamic State militants. We'll be coming to that news directly after 8 o'clock. But first, a group of people who are following that news very closely indeed. Many of the approximately 2,000 Kurds settled in Ireland have family members back in northern Iraq, some of them Peshmerga fighters, defending their homeland against the militants. Carol Coleman spoke to a group of Iraqi Kurds now settled in Carrick and Shannon.
Sit down, Jabbar, please.
It's dinner time, and Fozia Amiri, who came to Ireland 9 years ago as part of a UN refugee resettlement program, is serving rice and soup. Most here spent years in refugee camps, having fled Saddam Hussein's regime. Now, with extremists threatening Kurdish northern Iraq, they're seeing it all happening again.
Of course, I'm worried because sometimes when I look at the Yazidis, what happened to them, I remember myself what was happening to us, especially when we moved down to Jordan. And of course, I can't tolerate and the tears come down into my eyes.
That's Lola Alakarami. Extremist brutality also worries Nazamin Azizi because, like most here, she maintains close ties to northern Iraq.
My brother and my boyfriend is Peshmerga too.
So what did they tell you?
They told me, like, the people that died there, other, like, children, women, and old men, how bad they died, you know. And they're taken some place off Kurdistan, but now Peshmerga got it back, so we're happy now.
Do you think they'll be able to hold it, to keep it?
Yeah, I think. Because I know they're the best army, so they could do their best, you know.
Will they be able to destroy ISIS?
I think they do. Yeah, they will.
Another woman has four brother-in-laws in the Peshmerga. These days, they're away from home fighting. The snippets of news that reach the small Carrick Kurdish community through Skype and Facebook are causing sleepless nights for everyone here.
Yesterday, two Peshmerga beside my brother's house is die. It's not easy. It's very hard for people. All my country is scared.
And have your families actually seen the ISIS? Like, have they seen them in their towns?
No, but it's not much far away from them, like 200 kilometers like that, yeah.
Though the international coalition is not providing boots on the ground, those gathered here are grateful for any support for the fight against the so-called Islamic State militants. As the evening goes on, the talk turns to what the Islamic State is all about. Serbast Omar Mohammed Amin is in no doubt that they are not Muslim.
They are showing them. They are showing themselves. They are showing that they are not Muslim. They are really wrong understanding about the Muslim. They are politic group. And I don't know who's behind them. Maybe there's a big country behind them, what they are doing, they're supporting them.
Nouri Azizi agrees.
They are just normal terrorists. Now everyone can listen about that, they call Allahu Akbar. But everyone can say Allahu Akbar. It's not like that I say Allahu Akbar and I kill people.
In Carrick and Shannon, Kurdish news is watched on satellite channels. The television is now switched off because, as Joanna Ahmadi says, the news from home is sometimes just too difficult to watch.
When I hear my parents are talking about and I can't stop crying, so I say, stop, don't talk about it. And I'm not going to watch TV and news anymore. So
you tend to follow it less than you?
Yeah, I was following, you know, all the time. But when I saw all the situation, when I remember myself, so I said, no, I'm not going to watch it anymore.
And that's Carol Coleman reporting on the Kurds of Carrick and Shannon. As I say, we'll be coming to that situation, increasingly serious situation, on the Turkish-Syrian border after 8.